Adrienne Warren, welcome to Sunday Night at the TSO.
Thank you so much for having me.
We are delighted to have you and delighted that you will be coming to Toronto to channel the energy of Tina Turner. And we're going to talk about that in just a moment. But first, a little get to know you, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
What is your favorite musical and why?
Oh my goodness. I don't have one really, but I did love Aida growing up. I was a big Heather Headley fan. I loved watching anything Audra McDonald did. Saying my favorite musical feels like picking my favorite baby. I don't have a favorite, but I did grow up loving musical theater.
Well, that is fair enough. If you could master an instrument, what would it be?
Definitely piano, hands down.
Oh, yeah?
I think my father used to always say, practice the piano or let's get piano lessons. And I said no, and now I regret that so much.
Okay, I think there are a lot of parents out there who are hoping their children are listening.
Yes, please practice piano. Please take piano lessons.
Yeah, what's your drink of choice at a bar?
My drink of choice at a bar, normally just a gin and tonic.
Nice. TV shows or movies?
Oh, man. I love TV shows. We've got a lot of good TV shows these days.
Is there anything particular at the moment that you're hooked on?
Well, obviously, I love Black Cake, which is our series on Hulu. So go watch Black Cake. But I'm a big Shonda Rhimes fan. So anything in the Shonda Rhimes universe, Bridgerton, Scandal, How to Get Away with Murder, huge fan of hers.
What's your dream travel destination?
Ooh, Morocco. I don't know why, but
now we'd love to get to know you a little bit more, Adrienne. Tell us a bit about your journey into music. Where did you grow up, and how did you get involved?
Yeah, so I grew up in Chesapeake, Virginia, where my parents are huge music fans. And I grew up in a household listening to jazz, Anita Baker, James Taylor, Celine Dion, Tina Turner. Their music, their taste in music was so eclectic and so great that they really set the musical foundation for me. And then I came to New York for college at Marymount Manhattan College, and I started singing in rock and roll bands actually before doing theater here. So I sang with Jim Steinman, who wrote a lot of Meatloaf's albums back in the day. And I was in Trans-Siberian Orchestra, which is a huge rock and roll Christmas band. And I toured the East Coast while with them in arenas, singing to 25,000 people a night while I was still in college. So, you know, I started in music first, which a lot of people don't know that about me, but that really kind of, I guess, was boot camp for my vocal cords to get me ready to play Tina Turner eventually.
That's for sure. Now, as you mentioned, you're going to sing Tina Turner here in Toronto, and you have quite a history of singing her music. Tell us a bit about your journey.
I do. Well, I was blessed enough to be cast as Tina in Tina, the Tina Turner musical on the West End, which is the London's equivalent of Broadway. And Tina herself was my mentor throughout the entire process, which is, I understand that is like a crazy thing to say.
Yes.
she taught me everything I know about being her. We went on this very long journey. I think we worked on the show from there to Broadway. It was about a 3-year journey, and she was with me every step of the way. And I'm so grateful for that, because I couldn't have done it without her.
She is such a larger-than-life personality.
Yes.
Iconic figure. I can't even imagine what it must have been like meeting her for the first time, let alone working with her so closely on channeling her energy. I'd love to hear more about this. I mean, if we had all night, we could talk all night about it. But I'd like to start maybe just with, if there were three essential qualities to being Tina Turner, what would they be?
Ooh, that's a great question. She believes that there are no shortcuts to hard work. That's number one. And what she means by that is all the work that you put in, everyone will see it. So put in those extra rehearsals, work on it so it feels effortless. Another thing is she truly believed in performing for her audience. She really looked into the eyes of her fans And that's something that I carry throughout my performance. She really believed in connecting with people as she performed her music. And something else is she was just a girl from Nutbush, Tennessee. And what I mean by that is she was like a Southern girl at heart. She went on the craziest life journey with Ike and then moving to Vegas before she moved to London to do the What's Love Got to Do with It album. And her entire journey, I think there are times people forget that she is just this young girl from Nutbush, Tennessee, that was like a basketball player whose dad was a preacher, you know, and she just would like run around in the grass. And that's something that I really took away in getting to know her personally, was that she was just like me. Honestly, I grew up in Virginia. I played basketball. She was just kind of a no frills girl until she moved to London, and it changed her entire life. And that was such an easy way for me to tap into her as Tina, the woman, because she's really just Anna Mae Bullock at the heart of it. And she truly believed that Tina was her alter ego, she always said, but Anna Mae Bullock was her heart. People say, be careful meeting your heroes, but I got to meet mine, and I am so glad I did, because she superseded every expectation I had.
When you come to Toronto, we're going to be reverberating in all of that energy that you bring and that relationship with Tina Turner. What are some of the songs that you're looking forward to performing with the TSO?
Oh, yes. I'm so excited, first off, to come. I haven't been to Toronto in a while, so I can't wait to be back. And I cannot wait to sing a lot of music that actually wasn't in the show. So we're singing like Addicted to Love. We're singing some of her great covers like Son of a Preacher Man and maybe even Goldeneye, you know?
Oh, wow.
So I'm so excited to get to sing some of these songs that I, as a Tina Turner fan, didn't get to sing in the show for whatever reason. And also get to share maybe just a hint of the essence of my performance from Broadway and from the West End, which will be great for anyone who wanted to see me but never got a chance to. So I can't wait to kind of bring this to them.
I mentioned before, Tina Turner, I mean, it doesn't even need mentioning, iconic figure. What is it about her that just stands the test of time?
I think it's her energy. I think it's her charisma on stage. She is the queen of rock and roll. And she would have told you that she taught Mick Jagger how to dance. And she just had this energy about her that was infectious, that everyone just admired, because it was like watching a fireball on stage. She was just remarkable. And I hope to bring a little bit of that energy to Toronto as well.
Well, we look forward to having you. And thank you again so much for joining us tonight. All the best. And thank you for sharing your stories of Tina Turner.
You're welcome. I can't wait. I hope to see you guys soon.